For millions of people across the United States, the beginning of their day starts at a bus stop. Go to any big city or town in America, and chances are there's a public transportation system set up for its residents. Whether they're elderly or disabled or their car's just in the shop, everyone's got somewhere to go, and being able to catch a bus to get there is a big help. But for many living in the mountains of Western North Carolina, public transit is essential to getting from point A to point B.
I believe in what we do here. Every day when we go home, there is proof that we got somebody where they needed to go or wanted to go.
That's Kim Angel, director of Macon County Transit. Angel has served as director of the agency since it was founded in 1997 and says that public transportation has come a long way in Western North Carolina since it began. And like most counties throughout the region, Angel explains that public transportation is used primarily by senior citizens or for trips to the doctor's office.
We live in Western North Carolina. The elderly population is what it is. It is the majority. So based on that, that tends to be a large segment that we serve. Our priority is the seniors, the disabled, the veterans. That's the core of our service. It's what started transportation. There's always that basic need.
But Angel is quick to point out that public transportation nonetheless lives up to its name by serving a growing diversity of clients despite budgetary constraints.
Funding is an issue, especially in certain segments. All of us are seeing this growth in demand for employment transportation, and the funds just don't exist to get people to work.
While Macon County Transit receives an annual budget of about $1 million from local, state, and federal grants, about $8,500 of it is given to help the agency take a growing number of people to work. The bottom line, Angel says, is that the role of public transportation is changing in the mountains as more people are becoming aware of its availability.
We're going to SCC. We're going to Western. The boomers have started aging in, and they're a little more independent, still driving a little longer. So it's a different set of people. So we actually have started seeing more of that mix. So it's not just that focus on medical anymore.
As public transportation adjusts to the state's changing economic climate, it also seems to be contributing to it. According to Kai Manast of the Institute for Transportation Research and Education, it currently supports roughly 11,000 jobs throughout the state, or more than $400 million in wages, and it contributes more than $1 billion in business output. In a written statement, Manast says, quote, "Community transportation systems must balance the competing goals of providing life-sustaining transportation services for the most needy populations with the desire to provide more efficient and effective general public transportation service." And while that balance continues to fluctuate, state leadership is taking notice. On September 26th, members of the House Select Committee on Strategic Transportation Planning and Long-Term Funding Solutions will be loading up into several public transit vans for a tour throughout Burnsville to consider the challenges currently facing public transportation in the mountains. While neighboring South Carolina averages around 12 million annual trips from public transportation, and Tennessee about 35 million, North Carolina clocked about 75 million trips last year, and over 500,000 of those trips were made in the state's 15 westernmost counties. And while overall trips from public transportation are down slightly from previous years, due in large part to lower gas prices and budget cuts, ridership numbers are up for agencies like Macon County Transit as it continues to reach newer clients.
So there are areas where we need funding to enhance, improve, offer more. That being said, North Carolina is very fortunate in that the transit systems here get a lot of support. People are starting to realize that public transportation exists in rural areas.
For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.